Sometimes we have to choose between love and money. But I was so selfish that I aimed for both and suffered the consequences. And now I'm in a position where I'm at a loss for what to do. Conrad is my name, and I'm 26 years old. I'm an ordinary kid with big dreams who wants a sexy girlfriend and a lot of money. That day, I met Selena, a hot girl from a rich kid university at a college student exhibition. I approached Selena and began flirting with her, using my excellent communication skills. Of course, a hot girl spends more money than other girls, from partying to dining at fancy restaurants. Maybe it was natural for Selena, but it was a significant challenge for me. Selena invited me to a famous club for the town's rich kids one day. I was reluctant, but I said yes, and offered to pay for Selena's drink, because I wanted to make a good impression on her. When I arrived, I was taken aback because Selena had brought many friends with her who were also wealthy kids. Great, I was done for. They partied and ordered plenty of drinks, and the bill must have been in the thousands of dollars. But due to my pride, I didn't have the courage to deter them, and just stood still, contemplating about my soon-to-be empty card. To alleviate my tension, I left the crowd and went to the bathroom. As I was walking out, a drunk woman suddenly fell on me while holding a glass of wine and asked me,
"Would you like to party with me? I will repay the favor by doing one of your requests."
At first, I didn't care what she said because she was too drunk. But as I was about to leave, I saw the Rolex watch on her wrist. A famous and expensive brand that only the upper class could afford. With her words, my mind went to the bills. A plan formed in my head as I gently held the woman and accompanied her back to her table, saying, "Sure, I'll join you for a drink." She introduced herself as Jenna, a 45-year-old married woman with lovely children and a job that provided her with just enough money. She was dressed sensually and wore high-end perfume. She seemed to be younger and way too beautiful for her age, but she didn't seem to be happy. Jenna drank more wine, then started sobbing. She then shared with me about how she had discovered that her husband had lied about going on a business trip while, in truth, he went to meet with his secret lover. Jenna turned to face me and asked, "Should I divorce him?" What a coincidence! My strength was giving love advice. I put on my philosopher hat and gave her some wise words about morals. "The sexiest woman is the woman who lives for herself and belongs to no one. You shouldn't try holding on to a guy who is no longer in love with you." Jenna looked at me as if she had just discovered something amazing. She lifted her glass and exclaimed,
"Right, I concur. Thanks to your advice, I now have my answer. How do you want me to repay you?"
I took advantage of the situation and said, "If it's all right with you, can you please pay my bill?" That was half a joke, half real for me. I wished she could pay my bill, but I didn't think I could have much hope because the money was too much for a woman who barely made ends meet.
"Easy peasy."
Jenna's answer made my eyes sparkle.
"I'll pay for it if you give me a kiss and your phone number. Then call me tomorrow. Sound good?"
Something inside of me urged me to do so. To me, her wealth was like my lifeline. I kissed her and gave her my phone number. When it was done, I hailed her a taxi and returned quickly to Selena and her friends. So that night, my bill was paid smoothly, and of course I kept my encounter with Jenna a secret and told Selena that I had paid the bill for everyone. Selena looked at me differently after that night. The following day, I received a text message from an unknown number. It was Jenna. She thanked me for drinking with her and assisting her in getting home. She then invited me to the town's most opulent restaurant to thank me. It was unimaginable. After much deliberation, I accepted her invitation. A part of me wanted to experience the sensation of dining at the most expensive restaurant in town, while another part of me appreciated her for paying the bill the night before. She arrived in the convertible Rolls-Royce and picked me up on time. But what was truly stunning was when I stepped inside the restaurant. I was taken aback by the upper-class opulence. My greed had taken over me when Jenna said she wanted us to be a couple. She was lonely and wanted a good company. In exchange, she would transfer some money into my account, which she referred to as pocket money. I'd spend the money on a date with Selena later. I had both a lot of money and a hot girlfriend. It was my dream life that I had long sought after. I smiled and agreed with her offer. Jenna had another request as well. She needed to keep it a secret because she hadn't divorced her husband yet and didn't want to jeopardize her image in front of her friends and coworkers. Without hesitation, I said yes. It'd be even more beneficial to me. Nobody would suspect that I had two girlfriends. What a brilliant idea! Our unrighteous relationship began that way, with meetups and overnight dates. Like that, I was caught in a loop. After some dates, Jenna started developing more feelings for me. My professional flirting skills and her loneliness must have caused her to go blind. She wanted all of me for herself, and started becoming controlling and demanded me to spend all my time with her. I began to feel bothered and wanted to leave this woman, but the money drew me back to her. One day, I confessed my love to Selena in a unique way. I dressed up as a teddy bear with roses, candles, and a balloon in a fancy restaurant. Selena agreed to be my girlfriend, just as I had hoped. So the quest of obtaining the beauty's heart was accomplished, but it also meant that I needed to be more cautious in my relationship with Jenna. I couldn't quit dating Jenna because the money she gave me every month became my love fee for hanging out with Selena. What a difficult situation. Jenna was not a regular woman. She'd kill me if she found out I had used her money to date another girl. And Selena, if she found out I lied to her, she would end our relationship and I would lose everything. This triangle of love grew to the point that I couldn't believe I would be placed in the horrible position I am in now. If you want to know what happened after that, come back soon and hear my story in the next episode.